Is there any good reason for God to allow evil? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world. Alec, in difficult situations, we normally ask God to rescue us from evil, meaning, get me out of here. But that's not always the way God works.
John, I'm sure God rescues us many times we don't give him credit for, but there's no doubt God allows Christians to suffer evil. And those who claim Christians don't have to suffer, they contradict the words of Jesus, the testimony of godly people throughout Scripture, throughout church history.
So the Bible is clear, suffering evil is something Christians ought to expect. But do we just close our eyes and trust God?
We need to trust, but we also need to keep our eyes open. The Bible shares powerful reasons God may allow us to go through suffering, for example, to help us help others. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 1 how God comforts us in all our troubles, so we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we have received from God.
And when it came to suffering, boy, Paul sure knew what he was talking about.
He brought words of comfort that really meant something. He didn't bring a kind of well-meaning sympathy. Oh, I really feel sorry for you. He brought empathy. He could say, I know where you're coming from because I've been there.
Yeah.
My wife Cheryl has two very close Christian friends who were both widowed as young wives and young mothers. As hard as it was for the first woman, she was right where God wanted her to be to help her friend. She could say, I've been there and I'm here to say, God's grace is sufficient. If you're suffering, hold on to God, and one day you just may hold out hope for someone else.
That's Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org, reasonwhy.org.